I don't know what we're talking about.
Hi, and welcome to Teacher Talk. I'm Helen.
I'm Donna.
And this is where parents can, strengthen?
We're strengthening the parent-teacher connection. We want them to know what we would like them to do to help their kid, just like we're helping their child to be better in school.
Exactly. So first, since this is our first episode, let's talk about who we are. At least for a couple minutes.
Who are you, Helen?
I am Helen, and I was a elementary school teacher for 13 years.
What mainly, grade did you teach?
Mainly first grade, but I did teach second grade, fourth grade, and kindergarten.
What was your favorite grade?
I love first grade because that's what I did the most. And I really feel like that's the base, the foundation of where they learn everything.
True.
Because really, once you leave first grade, it's all a matter of adding on to that foundation. And if the foundation isn't strong, then
they're all messed up.
Right. So anyway, I love first graders. And you, Donna?
I taught first grade as well. I've been a public school teacher for 22 years now. It's been a long road.
Oh, my goodness.
With the Department of Education of New York City. I think that's pretty good. I'd like a round of applause for that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely cheers to you.
Awesome. So I taught all grades except second. So I taught pre-K for a little while, first, third, fourth, and fifth. If I was to answer the question that you're going to ask me, which is?
What was your favorite?
I would say that third grade was my favorite. Although first grade is a close second because I did feel very important to those students and did a lot of creative
things. And in first grade and in second grade, but honestly, I only taught second grade 1 year, so I don't have a solid idea of exactly how second graders are, but in first and second grade, they still love you.
Correct.
They still love their teacher. They love you.
You're like God.
But coming to, right?
It's true.
But coming towards around third grade,
right.
That's when the change happens.
Yep.
So that's why I'm kind of surprised if you like third graders. Because
when
the change happens.
I know,
and parents, I've spoken to parents, and they agree that that change happens at home too.
And as I look back, the reason why that was my favorite is because of that change. And that's where I felt like a teacher that could do anything when I thought third grade.
What did you like about the change?
That I could control it. It was more about me being a more confident teacher. First grade as a teacher, I felt very creative and I had a lot of fun and I felt like I had a big impact on their lives. But third grade, I felt like a more powerful teacher. Like I could do anything at this
point. So give us an example of when you saw that change happening. And when I say the change, I mean they go from loving their teacher to not liking you or school.
Agreed.
Or anything. And then, like, that's just the switch. That's the year that it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you feel like you could control when you saw that switch happening?
So I had this one specific student that was one of three of my most difficult students during my career. And this was my first experience with a child that really needed some help. He threw desks, threw chairs, he would kick, fight, he would yell at me, curse at me. This child had some serious problems. And I felt like I was able to use all of my tools and my experience to support that child and give him what he needed in order to finish the year on a positive note. He got better. I was able to sit with him and work with him. I gave up a lot of time for this kid. And by the end of the year, he was a little different. And I felt like he was only different and well-behaved with me. And
okay.
So what that did is just gave me I felt more powerful and confident after that year. And
okay.
I feel like every third grade year, which there were only four, I taught third grade for 4 years, I had those experiences where I was able to make more of a difference in these
children.
That was one experience. But during those third grade years, I felt like I was able to make more of a difference in those children because they
were. So here's the other thing.
Yes.
Because, like, don't get us wrong, parents. I'm not saying that the switch happens in third grade and that therefore first and second grade is a breeze. It's not. There's always that problem child or two or three in the classroom, even in kindergarten, that can throw things and, you know, be outrageous. So, that's definitely something that happens every year.
Absolutely.
But somehow it was different for third grade for you?
Because I feel like you were saying, that's where kids kind of change. And they're not so much into pleasing you. Their true personalities and their issues and their likes and dislikes are really coming out at that year. And so I felt like I was a more confident teacher. Now that could just be me.
And you can be a part of them developing into their true selves.
Correct.
As opposed to like in first, second grade, they still just love you.
That's it.
And it's okay.
So
that's why
it was my favorite. But I love first grade because of that godly effect on first graders. I love it. But again, over the past 22 years, you know, I've taught many grades. I've also been an out of the classroom teacher. I was a librarian. I was also a technology teacher where I worked in the computer lab. So I've done many things in my 22 years. It's hard to say what my favorite position was, but I definitely enjoyed working with younger students.
Do you remember your first grade teacher's name?
Mrs. Bowie.
Do you remember your third grade teacher's name?
Mrs. Ellingham.
Okay. So, I remember my teacher's names, too.
Okay.
And in grade school, not necessarily in junior high or once I get older. But anyway, so our podcast is about it's elementary, specifically K through fifth grade.
Yep. And so what are we doing? What are we doing, Helen? So fine. We have all this experience. We've taught in public schools and elementary schools. We have all this experience. We've talked to parents. We are awesome. But what are we doing on this podcast?
Well, thank you. It's always nice to hear that you're awesome. We are talking to parents because we feel like there's so many things in the classroom that we do and in terms of academics, behavior, social skills, etc. And it would be really great to share some of the things that we do in the classroom with parents because we both have the same goals.
Right.
And that's to make, you know, their children, our students, the best they can be.
Right. So this podcast is going to give parents some resources. It's going to give them some tips and tricks. It's going to give them some ideas, some ways to make education fun, not just in the classroom, because that's what we as teachers do, but at home, in their daily lives, at the grocery store, on the street, in the car, at the movies. And we'll give them some ideas on how to support their child's education.
And not just education, because as a teacher in the classroom, you're not just dealing with math, science, reading, and writing. You're dealing with behavior, with social skills, with how they react, how they deal with other children, how they deal with adults, how they react to situations and stress and, you know, all of that. So it's really the entire personality of, I feel like that's what we deal with in the classroom, is an entire human being.
Absolutely, the whole child.
Not just the academics.
Absolutely. And I think what's good about this podcast, among many other things, is that a lot of times parents don't know the teacher talk. They don't know what teachers talk about.
Right,
or do.
In the classroom, exactly, specifically.
Right. To help their child. Yeah, and I think this will be a good way of giving them I hate to see behind the scenes, because if they wanted to know, they, you know, they could visit the classroom, but this is another way of them hearing and understanding and seeing how teachers support their child and what they can do in their homes to continue that support.
Right. And we're even being more specific than if you came to the classroom to observe, because if the parent comes to the classroom to observe, it's not like they can like stop in the middle of the classroom and ask us questions.
They better not.
Right.
Don't.
So
don't do that.
But you guys can, you know, ask us questions and give us your comments and, you know, so it's even more detailed than if a parent just came and sat in to see what was happening in the classroom.
And we'll spend more time. I think one of the complaints I hear from parents is that they just don't get enough time during these parent-teacher conferences to discuss their child's work and the report card and blah, blah, blah. And with this podcast, you know, they'll have time to not only ask questions, but to reflect and to have an understanding of what they need to do, how we can kind of work together to help their child.
Exactly. And parents, we can also ask and or answer questions and help with, you know, if you have a question or a specific issue with your child's teacher, and, you know, we can give the teacher perspective of things.
Because really that's what it's all about, is the teacher perspective that they might not be privy to. You know, they might have an idea of what teachers say, but I think this podcast will really allow them to hear it firsthand from teachers, you know, about what they say, not only about their child, but about how they're teaching, how we are teaching their child. So this is a good firsthand. You're hearing it firsthand from teachers about what they think and what they're doing. And what they want you to do, parents.
Yes. Yes. But the ultimate goal is definitely so that both parents and teachers can be on the same page, because we both have the same goal. Like, teachers want each and every student to succeed. And of course, parents want their child to succeed.
That's what,
like,
we
in
want.
Every way.
We want your child to do. We want all kids to do great, because they're a reflection of us too. Hello,
right?
We want,
exactly.
We want kids to be awesome and be successful. We don't want any kid to fail. We always want children to have success, and doing it together, I think, is the best way to do it.
So, Donna,
Helen.
So, welcome to our podcast, everyone.
Yay.
Teacher Talk. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
See ya.